Director Ray, let me ask you, what in your view could you in the setting is the counterintelligence risk posed to U.S. national security from Chinese students, particularly those in advanced programs in the sciences and mathematics?
Because they're exploiting the very open research and development environment that we have, which we all revere, but they're taking advantage of it. So one of the things we're trying to do is view the China threat as not just a whole of government threat, but a whole of society threat on their end, and I think it's going to take a whole of society response by us.
In that vein, last week I wrote a letter to five higher education institutions in Florida about the Confucius Institutes, which are funded by Chinese government dollars at U.S. schools. And it is my view that they're complicit in these efforts to covertly influence public opinion and to teach half-truths designed to present Chinese history, government, or official policy in the most favorable light. Do you share concerns about Confucius Institutes as a tool of that whole-of-society effort and as a way to exploit the sort of naive view among some in the academic circles about what the purpose of these institutes could be?
We do share concerns about the Confucius Institutes. We've been watching that development for a while. It's just one of many tools that they take advantage of. We have seen some decrease recently in their own enthusiasm and commitment to that particular program, but it is something that we're watching warily and in certain instances have developed, you know, appropriate investigative steps.
Inside Higher Education reported in his new book, Spy Schools, How the CIA, FBI, and Foreign Intelligence Secretly Exploit America's Universities, investigative journalist Daniel Golden explored the fraught and sometimes exploitative relationship between higher education and intelligence services, both foreign and domestic. Chapters explore various case studies of the CIA and FBI using the open and collaborative nature of higher education to their advantage, as well as foreign governments infiltrating the U.S. via education. Golden said, it's pretty widespread, and I'd say it's most prevalent at research universities. The foreign intelligence services have the interest and the opportunity to learn cutting-edge Pentagon-funded or government-funded research. Will anything be done? China owns $1.15 trillion in U.S. debt. They can easily make this Confucian school spy threat disappear as easily as Turkish Muslim Caliphate promoter Fethullah Gulen and his 140 Islamic charter schools have put their creeping Sharia law curriculum into a dark memory hole. Meanwhile, the Chinese are pouring fuel on the fire of gang violence that is tearing cities apart. As Breitbart reports, cities such as St. Louis continue to devolve into war zones. This, in large part, to the fact that the communist Chinese government has been flooding the United States with illicit gun parts.
A penny-sized device can turn a semi-automatic weapon into one that can fire up to 1,100 bullets a minute with one pull of the trigger. ATF agent Tony Pierce demonstrated the machine gun conversion device, commonly known as a Glock switch, at a gun range in Slidell.
With the regular Glock setup in semi-automatic, it's much easier to control the shots because you have time to allow the weapon to cycle, and you're able to control your recoil.
The weapon is harder to handle when it's fully automatic using the illegal switch.
A lot of times on the street, guys are shooting with one hand, and to try to control
illegal
this with
ass.
Just one hand would be nearly impossible. And you're going to have innocent bystanders in the background, in the foreground, who could also get hit by this.
Records reveal that between 2019 and 2021, there was a rise of 4,200% in incidents involving machine gun fire in 130 American cities. The Chinese flooding of Third World America with Glock switches, ensuring that the mass murder of innocent civilians will eventually lead to sweeping gun control legislation. Solution? Close the border today. John Bauer.
All right, we're in the third hour now of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We got a couple other news stories developing. And I also intend to take some phone calls. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
The antidote to the establishment's lies. Welcome to the War Room. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, you've made it to the third hour of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. By the way, InfoWarsStore.com is live. And the summer sale is happening now on top-rated, top-selling products, some of my favorite products, like DNA Force Plus, 40% off, Nitric Boost, 40% off, VasoBeat Complete, 40% off, Bodies, 40% off, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, 40% off, Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off, and Survival Shield X3, all 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of these sales. But people have been concerned if InfoWars Store was still live, giving all of the legal battles that we're going through. Yes, InfoWarsStore.com is still live. And so you can still get your favorite products right now at the store. And so I'm loading up on DNA Force Plus, especially at 40% off. I'm loading up at Bodies at 40% off. You know I'm a big fan of Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra at 40% off. So take advantage of this summer sale right now. InfoWarsStore.com is still live. All right. We got a couple crazy things here. Let me give out the phone number as well. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. It's also on the bottom of the screen for those watching at home. Give us a call. We'll get you up on the air. All right. Do we have Corey the Miracle Worker, guys? Do we have Corey Bush the Miracle Worker ready to go? The video from the break where the Democrat is claiming to be a miracle worker now. This is pretty shocking stuff. It's amazing. The left is against God when it's against them politically, but then they're for God when they think it's for them politically. So this is from a PBS story. Imagine going along for this ride if you're the PBS host. Imagine going along for this ride. This is Corey Bush, one of the biggest frauds, who probably needs to be investigated. You want to talk about mishandling of campaign funds. How does Corey Bush have so much security and so many brand new Escalades for her security? But I guess that's another question for another day. Here's Corey Bush, the miracle worker. She's basically now black female Jesus from St. Louis. Here's the story she tells PBS. And the host of this interview doesn't even blink, just goes along for the ride.
You're a pastor.
Yes.
You write about healing through faith. At one point, you came across a woman with, quote, several visible tumors on her torso. Tell me what happened.
So at that time, I, along with a group of friends, we would go out on the street and just meet with people and pray with people and offer them food. And this lady came to us and she had these tumors. I mean, she wanted us to like feel them. And I just remember I put my hand on her and my hand just began to move. And the lumps that were there were no longer there. And she was so happy and she like went on about her day. And I never saw her again.
So you think the tumors disappeared?
I do. And this woman was unhoused.
She healed tumors.
She's someone who, you know, had been sleeping in the shelters and sleeping on the street. If I can speak a prayer, mm-hmm. and I can believe what I believe and you believe that this will help you, then why not offer that to people? Because I know prayer has helped me.
As a trained nurse, you're a member of the medical community. How do you think about spiritual healings versus medical healings?
Yeah. Spiritual healing is a part of what you believe, you know, and the medical healing is a similar thing, because I'm going to believe that this treatment that this doctor is giving me is going to help me in my situation. And so as the nurse, I am following the doctor's instructions and giving them whatever the doctor says that they should have. And also for those patients that would say, would you also pray with me? You know, I would pray with them. And so it's the same thing that I would do on the street.
What do you say to people who are likely to disbelieve that story?
Yeah, I don't believe it.
You know, they're not the woman that had the tumors.
Yeah, notice how conveniently you have no idea who it is and you've never seen her again. Cori Bush claims she healed a tumor with her hands. Look, here's my problem. Because look, Democrats lying to me, that's like, you know, a breeze. You're going to expect it. If I walk outside, there's going to be a breeze. Oh, a Democrat's talking? Yeah, Democrat's lying. Okay, I don't need to make a big fuss of it. What frustrates me is this pseudo high ground that they love to grab. No. And I'm not standing up here as some religious hardliner. I don't come on here as a religious zealot. I'm not claiming to be a leader of faith or anything like that. I'm not here to judge anybody. But I am here to call balls and strikes. And so for Democrats to pretend like they're the party of faith, they're the party of God, it is highly offensive. Highly offensive. This is the party of abortion. This is the party of genital mutilation. This is the party of childhood indoctrination and stealing their innocence. And you're going to come out here like you're the moral authority. You're going to come out here and grab the moral high ground as a religious leader. Please. That's offensive. That's offensive to people who actually are trying to be good people. That's offensive to people that are trying to live without sin the best they can and deal with hardships and maybe their own demons every day, trying to be good people. And you are the scum of the earth that promotes child genital mutilation, baby murder in the womb, making cities less safe, but having your own private armed security while wanting to take people's guns and police. And you go on a PBS interview and say that you healed a woman with your hands because that's how holy you are? That's disgusting. That's beyond just the average lie that you get from a liberal Democrat. That is offensive. And any member of the faith community should be offended by that. The Democrat Party is the party of Satan. They don't get to play that card. Sorry. That doesn't fly here. You don't get to play the faith and healing card when you would gladly stand idly by and watch millions of babies be killed in the womb, and you would gladly stand idly by and watch children be genitally mutilated. You would gladly stand idly by and actually cheer it all on as grown pedophiles are dancing naked, gyrating in front of your children. No. Sorry, that doesn't fly here. That's not just a normal political lie. It's like stolen spiritual valor or something. These people don't try to be good people. These people don't try to be godly. They don't try to live lives that, that are free from sin. These people consciously lie and deceive and manipulate and destroy. But hey, who wouldn't believe Cori Bush? Yeah, I healed a woman's tumors. I don't know who she is. I never saw her again, though. Yeah. Sure, Cori. Sure you did. Where'd you get all those Cadillacs, Cori? I wouldn't know anything about that. All right, before I go to the phone lines here, this is a crazy story that I'd never seen before. You had a potential mass shooter get thwarted, said he wanted to start a race riot, and was working on behalf of Ukraine. He was a Ukrainian mercenary here to start a race war in the United States. So this is just breaking. I just have the legal documents in front of me from the FBI. I don't know if there's a story up on this yet, guys. If there is a story, we'll print it. But that's what I have right now. A potential mass shooting thwarted by the FBI. A guy who claimed to be a Ukrainian mercenary wanted to start a race war. Ukraine, our ally. Never enough money for Ukraine. It's disgusting. All right. Let's take some phone calls, shall we? Let's go to Toby in Indiana to lead us off today. Toby, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen.
Yes.
Glad to see you back from prison, and you're just unscathed.
Thank you. Thank you.
The lies that we're fed, and I mean, it starts at birth. Literally starts at birth. About all of our heroes and everyone else, they're all going to come out at some point. But I invite anybody to just please do some research. I mean, like Abraham Lincoln, you know, the Lincoln Monument up there. I mean, the guy's great. You know, he's bigger than life itself. And he did more things that were tyrannical than probably any president that we've ever had. It's amazing to see how many people still hold him in such high regard. He even jailed Benjamin Franklin's grandson, for goodness sake.
Well, we do tend to live in a revisionist history or whatever feels convenient, whatever feels good. We tend to just take the good and leave the bad with some of these historical figures. There's no doubt about that.
And it's just amazing how much stuff that you'll actually find out if you stop believing the Department of Education and give yourself your own education.
Well, they don't want that.
Oh, no.
They certainly...
No, they don't want that.
But this gets back into the entire leftist paradigm of why they want to run the education department, why they want to run the media, censor things. They need total dominance. They need full spectrum dominance over your consciousness. You have to live in the world that they build for you.
Exactly. And they're not only censoring social media, just like InfoWars and Alex and Love You Guys, Love the Products. And I'm telling you, they've changed the history that we're taught so much that if you actually went back and started redoing it yourself, I mean, going and doing the research, it is utterly unbelievable how many things they've lied to us about throughout history.
Yeah, you wonder, it gets to a point where you wonder, what's even true anymore? and even something you've already seen, you see it again like years later. Like, for example, a video of the moon landing popped up on my feed. Same video. I've probably seen it 100 times. But it's like, you know, a week goes by, a month goes by, a year goes by. I get lied to more. And you start to doubt everything. And so it's like I watch this moon landing video. I'm like, that's so fake. It's like, that's so fake. It's like the first time you watch it, you're like, oh, cool. Like, oh, wow, that's us on the moon. A second time, you're like, hey, yeah, there's that video. Third time, fourth time. And I'm like, oh, how did they get that camera there? It's like, yeah, that flag looks a little weird. And, yeah, maybe, I don't know, maybe it is fake. And then now I see it comes to my newsfeed. I see it, I'm like, yeah, that's totally fake. So it's like, am I being gaslit because of the lies of history? I mean, it's just crazy.
Absolutely. And in closing, I'd just like to say, everybody out there, if you haven't found God and Jesus, please do. Repent now. It's time to square yourself up and keep supporting InfoWars as long as we can keep them there. And I thank you, Owen.
Thank you. Thank you for shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, there are a couple headlines on the story that I just dealt with. I'm just seeing this, so I can't fully explain. Here's a couple of the headlines. It's a little confusing. Arizona man allegedly sold firearms to undercover FBI agent to incite race war. Man plotted mass shooting in Atlanta to incite race war, officials say. Oh, in Atlanta, one of the most corrupt cities in America, run by Democrats. So I guess it's an FBI sting operation. And they find this alleged Ukrainian mercenary who said he wanted to start a race war before the presidential election. So I'll read more into this in a break. But isn't that right where we thought it would be? Isn't that exactly what we expected to happen? And of course it's in Atlanta. Of course they're going to do it in Atlanta. So we'll look more into that. But again, an alleged Ukrainian mercenary set up by the FBI who said he wanted to start a race war. Exactly as predicted. So good thing that didn't happen. All right, let's go to, how about TK? TK in Hawaii, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yo, what's up, Owen? What's your arm?
Howdy.
What's going on, Owen? Hey, I'm traveling to Sea Life Park right now. I'm in Honolulu. I got my three kids, my granddaughter, and my wife rolling with me. Oh, y'all say hello to Owen.
Oh, that's very, very sweet. That's very sweet.
All right, yeah. So, yeah, this arm. So, here's the deal, man. Let me take y'all speakerphone real quick. So, my thing is, you said, and by the way, you know, my journey to you, to seeing how I got to InfoWars, man, I started off with Rush, and I needed somebody to fill that slot. And when Larry Elder went off the radio, you took that spot, man. I'm a window cleaner, and, you know, I listen to you when I window clean. So,
well, you're a window cleaner in Hawaii?
Yes, sir.
You know, that's probably not a bad job.
Not a bad job at all, man. So,
and you listen to me, man, do you go up on, like, the high rises and you got me in your ear?
Well, no. See, I don't do the high rise, man. I'm usually...
you're more residential?
I'm more residential. You know how it goes.
Got you.
And I'm originally from St. Louis, so I felt the connection instantly. I used to see your intro when you had the arch, and I was like, what the hell, man? Who is this dude, man? So I checked you out, found out you were from St. Louis, and I'm from St. Louis. So, yeah, went to school at Parkway North.
Yeah, right, so, on. And now you got your beautiful family in Hawaii all tuned in today. What an honor.
Yes, sir. So my thing is, man, when you ask, like, what do you think is going with this Biden thing? Because, you know, it's pretty obvious that the dude is he's a walking corpse. So it's kind of like, in my opinion, man, it's just me, that they're just going to blatantly just steal it right in front of us and then dare us to retaliate. You know, that's it feels that way. I don't know if that's the truth. And,
wait,
you know,
let me, sir,
like this,
let me make sure I heard you said steal it right in front of us.
Yes, sir. Yes, like, just do it, like, right in front of us. And because it's getting to the point where it's so bad and it's so ridiculous that they're going to do it right in front of us and just say, you know, everybody who opposes it, they're going to, you know, go ahead and send the people after them. They got all the IRS agents and all the rest of that. And the very first time that you mentioned this was something like, I think it was when Hunter Biden, he showed up to Congress. It was that he was supposed to show up and he didn't show up, but then he held a press conference outside the courtroom saying that, oh, look at me, I'm here, and they didn't want to, you know, they didn't want to take my questions or anything like that, but he didn't actually go inside the courtroom. So it was kind of like he was playing both. He was playing to the media like he was there, and it was a total lie. It was the first time that I actually ever seen something like that, you know. So,
well, you make a good point, though. See, you make a good point in that it would kind of be par for the course. Oh, yeah, Joe Biden doesn't slur through speeches. Oh, yeah, Joe Biden doesn't fall downstairs. Oh, yeah, Joe Biden didn't need help getting off the stage. Oh, Obama didn't grab him by the wrist and walk him off the stage, and there's the video right there. It's like, oh, yeah. No, Biden is popular. Biden got 90 million votes, not Donald Trump. Donald Trump doesn't get 20,000 people at a rally. Donald Trump doesn't have big blowout rallies. Donald Trump isn't popular, sell 10 million hats. No. Joe Biden is the one getting the big rallies. Joe Biden is the one selling all the merchandise. It's Joe Biden that's going to get 90 million votes. Barack Obama was holding him back all those years. So, I mean, yeah, it is par for the course. Just total gaslighting, just total propaganda. I mean, I guess we are at that stage in U.S. history. Just totally rigged elections. Just everything fake. Banana Republic. Full communism.
It seems that way. Seems that way, man. So hopefully we don't have to, you know, go there and go through it, because, you know, there will be people who speak out. And I just think that...
But that's the thing is, like you said, it'll be so obvious. Only the propaganda agents will go along for the ride. I mean, even Democrats will be like, yeah, there's no way. So, I mean, I don't want to witness it because, well, for obvious reasons, but there's a lot of signs that could be exactly where we're heading. Thank you for the call, TK. Let's go to Nick in FEMA Region 1. Nick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, and Troyer, what's going on, my man?
Howdy.
So first, if I could just a quick product plug, a couple. I was devastated when you guys were going to shut down, and I know this is only temporary, but I take X2 every day, I take Turbo Force every day, and Bodies every day. And the thought of not being able to get my hands on those, I stocked up as much as I could, but, you know, I prayed, and I'm glad you guys are still on air, even if only for a little bit. So I want to talk about what's going on with the October surprise that is inevitably going to happen. And I don't know, part of me thinks that the end of the petrodollar, and I don't know why, and no one is talking about what just happened.
Well,
that's out of
D.C.'s control. So, I mean, the October surprise is going to be something the Democrats have control of.
Right. And I get that, but there's a lot of things that Joe Biden could have did to save that, you know, insulting Saudi Arabia, you know, from the second he got into office. There's a lot of things that
The world has moved on from Joe Biden. So, I mean, an October surprise, I honestly think they're going to do like a deep fake of Trump is what I think.
Yeah, it's possible. I honestly think that it's not past them to purposely get us nuked.
Yeah, but you got to remember that the whole deal with the October surprise is to help them politically. So, I mean, if something bad happens, that hurts them politically. So if they wanted to do something like that to get us into war, they'd probably wait till after the election. But that's very possible. All right, Nick, thanks for the call. I'm going to dig more into this story when we get back from break, and a couple more phone calls coming up as well.
You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. A decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
We'll be right back.
came out with Nitric Boost 3 years ago. It was a sleeper product. I didn't even promote it. But as listeners began to use it, it has become one of our top selling products because of the incredible results they get. If you want to give your cardiovascular system a leg up, if you want to go in and help clean out and purify your blood, ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost is the way to go. You've heard Dr. Judy Mikovits talk about how it's an amazing formula. This is what she's recommended to people. Ladies and gentlemen, it does so many great things. Like, but you notice what happens in the morning. If you're a man, I feel like I'm 16 years old again. When I was 16, I'd already had probably, I hate to brag, so I'm not bragging, it's actually shameful, probably 150 women or more. That's conservative. Nitric Boost is simply amazing. It's great for women as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. But that is a limited time sale. But right now, it's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you all for your support.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, let's quickly look at this story and then go back to the phone lines. This is the New York Times reporting. Man plotted mass shooting in Atlanta to incite race war. An Arizona man who planned to commit a mass shooting at an Atlanta rap concert, a Bad Bunny concert, I guess is a non-binary figure, as a way of inciting race war, has been indicted by a federal grand jury on hate crime and firearm charges. The man, Mark Adams Prieto, hatched a plan in several discussions with two people working with the FBI who posed as racist extremists to carry out a mass shooting targeting black people and other people of color at a concert in Atlanta on May 14th and 15th, Justice Department said Tuesday. Mr. Prieto intended for the shooting to incite a race war before the presidential election, prosecutors said in a news release. And the authorities were tipped off because apparently Prieto was talking to some other people about doing this, and so they warned the authorities, and that's how they ended up getting in touch with this guy. Officials were tipped off about Mr. Prieto in October by a man who had known and frequently chatted with him at gun shows. According to an affidavit filed in court, the man told the authorities that Mr. Prieto began making alarming comments, including advocating for a mass shooting and specifically targeting blacks, Jews, or Muslims, the affidavit said. Mr. Prieto suggested they leave behind Confederate flags at the attack site and shout things like Black Lives Don't Matter and White Lives Matter to make clear the shooting was racially motivated, according to the affidavit. I mean, folks, this is exactly what Alex Jones and InfoWars and our guests have been warning about. Exactly. Now, I read this and a couple other stories on this, and I noticed that they left a couple things out. They left out the fact, and this is from the official government document, Prieto has claimed to have fought as a mercenary in Ukraine and killed Russian soldiers. Claiming to be a trained Ukrainian mercenary. Also said the goal was to make white people the enemy in starting the all-out race war. So exactly to a T what we have been warning about. Thank God it didn't happen. So good for the man at the gun show that alerted the FBI, and good for the FBI that located this guy. Now, I'm guessing more details will come of this story. Why isn't this a bigger story? Why isn't this one of the top stories? I didn't see this. I have not seen this or heard anything about this all weekend until today. A man who claims to be a Ukrainian mercenary wanted to start a race war? And of course, see, then the media would have given him exactly what he wanted. God forbid this guy was able to actually carry this out and start a race war. The media would come on air the next day and give him exactly what he wanted. They would give him the race war. They would pit whites against blacks, Jews against Muslims, Christians against everybody. So then they would cover it. If he would have done it, they would have covered it. But they won't cover it because it was stopped. And they won't say, hey, we need to be on the lookout for this stuff. Hey, let's not have race wars. Hey, people are trying to divide us. People are trying to get us into a race war. Let's not go for that. No, no, no. The media won't do that. They want the race war. The American media wants the race war. They don't celebrate when it gets stopped. They don't celebrate when the provocateur gets stopped. They ignore it. They don't cover it because they want the race. They want the race war. It's good for their ratings. And they're obsessed with identity politics, and they're obsessed with blaming white people for everything. So they won't cover it when it gets stopped, and they won't warn against it, and they won't say, hey, be cautious. If something like this happens, it could be a provocateur. They won't cover that. But if it happened, it'd be their biggest story, and they would carry out the starting of the race war just like they did with George Floyd. All right. Let's go back to the phone lines. And let's go to Tony in Texas. Tony, you're on the air. Go ahead.
You know, I wonder if anybody's thought about this. The people that run Europe and the people that run America make the Nazis look like a bunch of damn Girl Scouts. They're 10 levels above a Nazi. They're so damn evil, they would make a Nazi blush. And look at World War II. What was that all about? I had family members blown all to hell, killed. What for? To let a bunch of evil overlords rule over us and crush us in the damn ground? I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. And God have mercy on all of us.
Well, it's a hell of a rant. Anything else?
No, that's it. I just had to get that off my chest. I'm so sick of these evil people. They're so beyond evil. Like I said, they make Nazis look like Girl Scouts, and we should talk about them like that because they're that damn evil.
See, that just shows the hypnotic trance that we're in because, you know, we're sitting here under this spell of the post-World War II history to just think, oh, Nazi evil, Nazi evil, Nazi evil. And it's like we don't even look at the evil that we're living under right now. I mean, you could give 100 different examples. Take the vaccines, killing tens of millions of people, forced experimental medical procedures on unsuspecting, unknowing citizens. I mean, you can go on and on with this stuff. So, yeah, absolutely. Say it's worse than a Nazi, whatever. You don't even have to make the comparison, but it's just like, yeah. We're dealing with evil leaders right now. Forget about the Nazis from, you know, 80 years ago. We have true evil on this planet now. And if you really wanted to measure it and scale it and scope it and everything, they're probably much worse than Nazis. Absolutely. But see, because we don't get that stimulus, because we don't get that hypnotic trance into the propaganda, So she's like, oh, no, that's not going on. Let's go to Tim in California. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Glad you're there on Monday, eh?
Thank you.
So I saw this on InfoWars, so I'm not trying to pretend I'm smart and figured this out by myself. You would have thought I would have, but I didn't. But this happened like almost 37 years ago. But I saw this on InfoWars where Joe Biden is standing with a microphone in one hand and he's running a finger around his head like he's painting an equator on a globe. And he's explaining to the crowd of people, this is Joe Biden explaining to the crowd of people, that he had the top of his head cut off.
Yes, brain surgery.
I wonder how many people know that. Does Joe Rogan know that? Does Tucker Carlson know that?
He's a zombie. He's a literal zombie.
What I mean, literally the 100th Congress made Senate Resolution 465. This is back on 8/11 of 88. This is 35, 36 years ago, and it's welcoming back Joe Biden after he's been absent for 6 months. He had two brain surgeries.
But see, here's what I take away from what you're bringing up. You know about Joe Biden having his head chopped off or whatever it is, and he brags about it and he talks about it, whatever the brain surgery he had was. There's the great crew with the clip right on the ready. And we kind of got a skeleton crew today, folks, and they're still top of their game. And so here's what I take away from your point, though. And I have to deal with this because it's all about a strategy. What am I going to do with my 3 hours every day on the air? And I don't want to be redundant, and I want to be forward-thinking, and I want to be forward-looking, and I want to bring you the news every day. But it's like we have to think about it. Most people don't even know about 90% of the stuff that we've covered here in the past. And getting that full context is really so key into understanding where we're at. And it's like trying to pick up a TV show that's all about plot and character development in like season 5 or 6 or something, and you just have no idea what's going on, and you miss all the inside jokes and all the inside developments and interrelationship struggles and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, you could sit here and go over a whole timeline of the craziness with Joe. Like, did Joe Biden marry his babysitter after his wife died in a car accident? You have to scratch your head. Really? Did that happen? Was Hunter Biden having sexual relations with his dead brother's wife? And Joe Biden said he's glad for them. He says, yes, that's a good thing. Like, what? Was that Hunter Biden? Who are in those photos with Hunter Biden naked? Who are those girls?
Let's go to Nurse Keith in Oregon. You're on the air. Welcome, and thanks for holding.
About an hour ago, you were kind of explaining to people about how the micronutrients and stuff that are available in different foods actually had an effect on...
Let's be clear. There isn't long-term billion-year evolution. There's jumps, but how you build a car, cars have evolved, or electricity or computers have changed. There is innovation, and humans do get ancestral memories from their ancestors. That's called instincts. Yes.
Not trying to brag, but I'm a board certified wound care associate, which is not an easy certification to get. It takes years. And it encompasses, you know, cardiology, endocrine, pulmonary, you name it. You've got to be good at all kinds of stuff. And let's face it, a lot of my doctors, they don't know anything about this stuff. It's my job as a nurse to figure it out. And
the average medical doctor gets 2 hours of college education on nutrition.
So one of the things that I do is I'm looking for results. And by using very good nutraceuticals and supplements and things like that, I can fix a problem. Give just a real quick example. Let's say you have a really bad wound on your leg and you have diabetes and poor circulation. Well, I can order you a bottle of Nitric Boost, a bottle of Bazobeat, and get your ass up on a treadmill a little bit. But these things work better than any of the medication that we give. So I've got about 35,000 points because I gave these things away as gifts.
Hold on. This is important. Absolutely. Just iodine alone It's essential. It means you die without it. They don't tell you most people are deficient. 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities, the UN admits. That's what these concentrated plants and other compounds do. So you're saying you're taking care of people with wounds, one of the biggest medical industries out there, super tough job. You're seeing with nutrition, and also they need to not be sedentary, obviously. You're seeing massive effects, because I've actually read about this. I'm not an expert like you, but that there's massive problems. Because the doctors don't even say exercise or get out of the bed or take supplements that are good for your skin. And it's so simple. I mean, my wife takes supplements to have good hair and good nails, and it really works for her. I mean, this stuff works. It's the compounds. Tell people about some of the things you've witnessed.
Alex, I would not have 35,000 Patriot points if this stuff didn't work. I'm not into buying BS, and I don't push BS. When I've got a complex wound, and I see something that you guys sell that I know perfectly fits. I love vitamin C and zinc. It's simple stuff, but the difference is the things that you guys sell versus what I buy at Walmart, they're not even in the same game. The stuff that you guys sell is legit.
We can sell the stuff Walmart sells, synthetic stuff, and the bottle costs more than what they're selling. With us, these products, some of these products are costing us $30 a bottle, like DNA Force, okay? I mean, so there's cost because it is the highest rated.
If you're taking a nitrate, like you were talking about the nitrate boost, well, that is going to vasodilate. So when you're vasodilated, yeah, you're going to be pitching a proper 10. The VasoBeat does the exact same thing. But it also helps if I've got a person who's got really poor perfusion, and I just want to get their blood flow going so that I can keep this wound from going septic and actually get some granulation going. Or I could throw all the medications at it. Not going to do a damn thing. The doctors see the patient for 10 minutes, write a prescription, and say, okay, come back in 45 days. And it's my job to actually go figure it out. And so I use a lot of the stuff that you guys have.
Thank you so much, and God bless you, Nurse Keith. We'll talk to you soon. Get his name and number.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Thinking Trump Donald's was the ticket. But then I heard this in clip one and I rethought.
Well, you know something? We need somebody in there that's got some common sense. You know what I'm saying? So if you need a president or a vice president, I'll volunteer and take this country over and I'll rule with an iron fist, a flat tax, nothing but common sense. I know right from wrong, brother.
All right. I like those two policies. We're going to have a flat
Trump
tax. We're going to have
Hogan? Hold on a second. Trump Hogan? Trump Hulk Hogan? Sorry, Byron. Might not be your time yet. I might be all in with Trump Hogan. Flat tax, common sense, iron fist. Trump Hogan. Wouldn't that be something? A Trump Hogan ticket. I don't know. What is it with the world of UFC and MMA and even WWE? They're outspoken conservatives. The alpha men, outspoken conservatives. There's something to that, isn't there? All right. Did you guys see, by the way, Chuck Schumer over the weekend with his burger, his pretending to be a human? Oh, look at my meat disc. And it's a raw burger with cheese on it. Very awkward. It was so bad that the alien Chuck Schumer had to delete this post. I don't know how you, oh my gosh, I hadn't seen that. There have been some edits. There have been some edits made. We are truly in the world of the political paranormal, folks, where they show you the evidence of Joe Biden's cognitive decline and say it's evidence that it's a deep fake or a cheap fake, and you have Chuck Schumer pretending to be human with a raw hamburger. I don't know. Things are getting weird. All right, let's. Oh, it's only going to get weirder. Let's go back to the phone lines and go to Kelly in New York City. Kelly, do you have an answer for me on the air conditioner deal? Go ahead.
Hi there, Owen. Yeah, so I live in on the Upper West Side in Manhattan, and about 2 years ago, the company that services Manhattan's electricity is called Con Edison. They put a notice up on all the buildings and all the apartments that they needed to switch out the meters in everyone's apartment. And this went on for like 6 to 8 months, and most people complied. I was one of the last people to kind of let them do it. Only let them do it because they were going to shut off my electricity unless I did it.
Oh, isn't that nice and freedom? Yeah. Oh, put in your smart meter so we can control your AC, or we're going to shut your AC off. That's nice and loving and liberal.
That's exactly right. And it's even worse than that, Owen. They are digging up our streets, and I live in a very kind of fancy area. They have dug up our streets and have been putting new lines under the ground. Like, in the last 5 years, they've dug up our streets at least 6 times, the same street. And I can only imagine what is going on. Like, we're talking from 92nd Street and West End Avenue to about 78th Street. It's unbelievable. Mm. It's crazy town here.
So, but wait, what is there some sort of ordinance or law that says, like, you can't turn your AC below 72 degrees or something?
I have not seen that. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist, but I have not seen it. But I think that they can just turn it off if you do.
Well, yeah, they already threatened you to do that. They already told you they would do that to you. So, of course.
Absolutely. And I think that's why they put these smart meters in everybody's home.
So oh, 100%. 100%. And thank you for the call. I got a new AC unit and everything installed in my home a couple years ago. And the guy was like, hey, we got to put this new, thermostat readout. It's like a smart deal. And he was explaining it to me, and I said, well, I don't want that. And he was like, well, look, I have to install it. It's the only way that you can run your unit. And I was like, well, I don't want it to be connected to the internet. I don't want any access to it. And he's like, oh, he's like, no, no, no. He's like, trust me, I get it. He's like, I know you don't want the government controlling your AC and everything. He's like, we won't turn that on. I'm the same way as you. But yeah, they don't even make the new units. You basically have to have this internet capable connection just to even run your new unit. And it's all part of the whole Agenda 2030, Green New Deal, green energy, carbon net zero bullcrap. Yeah, they want control over your thermostat. They want to make it illegal for you to put your AC wherever you want it. If I want my AC at 80 degrees, if I want my AC at 60 degrees, it should have nothing to do. It's none of the government's business. Let's go to Paige in Ohio. Paige, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen.
Hello.
I honestly just wanted to say I used to be a real poo-pooer when it came to InfoWars, mostly just getting the information from other YouTubers and stuff, always making fun of you guys, you know, frogs gay, blah, blah, blah. Well, honestly, found myself in a bad situation where we ended up in a women's shelter staying in a hotel, and the lady who was my caseworker kept kind of pushing us to get the shot, like me and my kids, and I had 3 kids at that time. And she kept saying, oh, you'd have a better possibility of finding housing, blah, blah, blah. And it didn't make much sense to me. And around that time, I had met the man who I'm with now, and he was an InfoWars fan. And so the first time we met, I was like, ah, InfoWars, blah. But then he started showing me some of the videos of you guys talking about the vaccines. And just everything, and it honestly opened my eyes, and I was just like, wow. And so now I'm watching guys, like, as much as often as I can while I'm at work, no lie. And so I'm just I just wanted to say I'm so glad that you guys got to stay on for, you know, however long you guys do get to stay on for. And honestly, I feel like it was just a blessing from God that you guys got to be able to have a judge to see your side, to be able to, you know, see through the lies and the chicanery that they were doing to you guys. And, you know, honestly, I'm just glad I'm talking to you right now.
Well, that's an amazing story. That's an amazing story. And even a love angle, too. You know, we love a good love story, too. So you hear that, men? You listen to InfoWars, save a liberal woman. It is possible. Paige, I appreciate that, sharing your story. Appreciate that call. It's great to hear from you. Glad you got in today. On that note, I would say InfoWars probably has at least a month. I mean, I don't know where it goes, folks, at this point. We're kind of back in this limbo deal, but our store is up. We're still on air. And it might be a month before we really know the next shoe to drop in this crazy scenario that we're in. But if and when they do decommission this Millennium Falcon of information, we will still be live. That's why they tried to take Alex's social media accounts. In fact, I'll be live tonight, rumble.com/Owen. If you don't get in today on the phone lines, I'll take a bunch of calls tonight, rumble.com/Owen, 8 o'clock p.m. Central. But let's take another call right now from Marcus in Idaho. Marcus, go ahead.
Hello, Owen. I got a couple bones to pick with you. You used to be funny and play your clown horn and get kind of excited and stuff. But since you've gone to prison, you've laid back on things. And, you know, you've got Harrison, which is really pedantic. And sometimes Alex is just too bombastic. And you've got a good mix there. You had a good mix, but you kind of changed your whole way of being. And I know that it's got to be hard on you from going to prison and you've got these guys on your back and stuff. But just, gosh darn it, you are so great. And you kind of just, you're following the news all the time. I don't want to hear the news. I want to hear stories. I want to hear stuff that you can do. And you've kind of not doing it. I hear the horn.
Well, I lost my clown horn. It was sabotaged by Chase Geyser. So the clown horn is back. So that, but no, I don't know. Maybe I've been more reserved since I've got back from prison. You're probably the first person to make the to file the complaint in that regard. I don't know. Marcus, a bone to pick. Unfortunately, I'm out of time. I'm always trying to improve, but I'm out of time for today. I'll be live tonight. Rumble.com/Owen. And until then, visit InfoWarsStore.com. And as always, stay classy, InfoWars.
What do you make of the attempt to take January 6th, which we know was a federally provocateur event at many levels, there were also some useful idiots that got sucked into it, in my view, to now project on that, no, it's not radical Islam that's the big threat, it's not communist China that's the threat, it's the American people and patriots that are the threat, and with straight faces, the CIA has come out and said, oh, we believe a civil war has already begun. We're going to have to arrest all the leadership. I mean, this is what a real authoritarian takeover looks like historically.
The most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy.
The most lethal terrorist threat in the homeland, white supremacists.
The most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today, white supremacy is terrorism.
Can you speak to that with your historic understanding?
I expect something. Again, another distraction, I expect, because of what was staged on January 6th and what was staged up in Michigan to kidnap, you know, the fake kidnapping of the governor up in Michigan, Whitmer. I think we're going to see staged events. I really do. I mean, I really do think that, do not put past this administration, but their thugs in some cases that they have access to, do not put it past them to stage something.
Say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.